Good morning, my brothers and sisters. Welcome to episode number 95 in the book of Revelation. This is a passage from just the last paragraph of the Bible. And the caution is don't add to this and don't subtract to this. It's going to be kind of a math equation. And we're going to ask, how can we respond positively to our inclination to want more? So today's title is Left Wanting More. This is from Revelation chapter 22, verse 18. I warn everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to them, God will add to him the plagues described in this book. Uh-oh. Verse 19. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God will take away his share in the tree of life and in the holy city, which are described in this book. And I'll just finish up verse 20. He who testifies to these things says, surely I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with you all. Amen. So exactly all of the events recorded in Revelation are exactly what he wants us to hear about and to think about and to know about and yes, respond to. So there's nothing that he wishes added that is not true. Obviously, he doesn't want anyone to add any falsehoods, any false prophecy to this prophecy he's given us in the book of Revelation. So he wants no non-accurate additions, nothing from not from heaven, nothing that's not true. But think about this. He also doesn't want anything added that is true. So the truth is that there are true things about heaven that are not recorded here. So it's not all here, but there is enough here. So if you want to know what happens, hey, if you have a curiosity, I wonder what happens at the end of the world. There is enough here, and it is here. Or maybe you want to know what happens when Jesus comes back. Well, you should look in the book of Revelation. It's here, and there is enough here to know about Jesus coming back. Or if you want to know what happens to sin and death, or Satan, or how powerful of God, how God is, it's here, and there is enough here. So there is nothing that God wants you to know about the end times that he just plumb forgot to put in the book of Revelation or that John fell asleep for. So I know that there is more. There is glory upon glory that John didn't put here and God didn't put here. So let's say you are left. You are one of the people saying, wow, I wonder if there's more. Humans long for more revelation and more of him. Moses said it in Exodus 33, way back. Show me your ways. Show me your glory. Yes, Lord, I want more of you. So if you find yourself here in chapter 22 of the book of Revelation and you're asking yourself, hey, I wonder what else there is. Maybe who will I associate with heaven, or how will God associate with all who follow him there? Or these are good inclinations. They are at their essence. These questions and curiosities and even concerns, they are desires for God himself. So if you are left wanting more, you are desiring God. And God has put eternity into man's heart, so it says Ecclesiastes 3:11. So I'm inclined to think that wanting more is a good thing. And you are left, if you are left if you are leave this revelation wanting more, know that you are made that way. He's left us that way. And maybe you want to revel more and appreciate God more. That's the way he created you. Conversely, if you're grieving this world and you're struck with the sin of the world and the evil of this world, I think that too is a godly thing. You were built to want more. You were built to want this heavenly place where that stuff is all gone. So we may want more, but we have enough. You have enough here to respond in faith, to respond with an open heart. You have enough here to know the heart of God, his purpose that involves people, and it involves people permanently and intimately and even in surprising and unexpected ways. There's enough here to know God's plans. We even know his architecture. There's enough here to know the power of God. Remember, Armageddon is a battle. It's over in one sentence. It's enough here to know about the place that he's prepared for himself and a place that he's prepared for us, and they happen to be the same place. So there is nothing that's not here that you should know about. He didn't forget anything. He didn't get cut off before he said, you know, he didn't say, and just one more thing. So this book ends with a caution. It ends with a warning. And if you hear anybody adding to these words, your charge is to run from him or her. It's a classic cult technique. Say, well, God had more to say, and so my prophet or the prophet of this religion has received another testament or more revelation. So if you ever run into a religion that has more authoritative books that aren't the Bible, run. And to these persons, God's going to add plagues, and I've read Revelation, and it's not, those are not nice plagues. Additionally, if you hear anybody taking away from the book, from the truths in this book, run from him, run from her. It's Satan's classic trick in the Garden of Eden, where he says to Eve, hey, did God really say that? He didn't mean that. He misspoke. So in conclusions here today, if you are left at the end of Revelation wanting more, that is a good thing. That is a godly thing. And maybe if you're grieving this world and, you know, the evil of the world that we're in currently today, that too is a godly thing. Why? Because you were built to want more. And how should you want more? Well, look here. Look in the book of Revelation. Look to him. Look again here. Look harder. Look more intently. Look more carefully. And maybe look more repetitively, more frequently. And maybe with the heart of more expectation. So if you are left wanting more, look to him and look only to him. There are true things about heaven that aren't recorded here. I will grant you that. It's not all here, but there is enough here. I want more of you, says the reader of Revelation. You were built to want more. That's the way he created you. Thanks for listening and thanks for looking.